your players put in a really impressive performance today to knock out an informed Bradford side?
Well, you know, there'll be lots of upsets along the way today. Well, over the weekend, you know, I think it runs from Friday to Monday now, the FA Cup weekend. And there'll be lots of shocks and twists and turns. But I don't think anybody could have had a more difficult place to come to than here. And so I would put our win up as good as anybody who'll have had a win over the weekend. And it didn't surprise me. You know, we know that we let ourselves down last week. We know we played better against the better teams. And I'd be very surprised if Bradford are on the Championship team next year. So to come here and win, I've got to praise my players as much as I can. I've also got to remind them that they are capable of doing that. We've got to win the bread and butter games, and we've got to find a way to do this to teams who don't give us the respect that Bradford do. I mean, Bradford play a style of football that suits us. Not every league two team. We can't ask them to play the way we want to play. So we've got to find a formula to be able to beat the teams who aren't as good as Bradford.
Another goal for Romy Bockhall and Jordan Clark popping up at a crucial moment when he's been urged to score more goals by yourself and Jimmy Bell.
That's amazing. It's amazing what football serves up, you know. He's had probably an easier chance, and it was a great move. We've probably put about 30 passes together. It's culminated in Jordan cutting inside. He's got an easier chance. And he hits it straight to the keeper. And then it's sod's law. I'm having a go. Not having a go at the fourth official, but I'm reminding the fourth official that we want to make a sub. And Jordan's coming off. And he keeps the board down. And, you know, sod's law, he scores the winner. So it was a great goal and great finish. And I think probably on the balance of the play, I think we deserve to win. I know they had a couple of good chances. Our keeper's made a couple of good saves. But they're a very, very good side. And as I said before, I think Stuart's done a fantastic job here. And he's got them to really serious championship material. And let's be fair, Bradford needs the championship, they deserve the championship, and probably the championship needs Bradford.
Was it better in all departments today from your team?
We passed it better. You can never ever fault the work rate or the effort, I can't fault that. But you can sometimes question the wisdom in games and the management of games. And today I thought we saw it all quite well. We didn't panic when we went 1-1. And I think we deserve to take the lead. I think we'd control the play. We passed it well. And we showed a great deal a great deal of pride in our performance. You know, we worked ever so hard for each other. And, you know, it's nice when you get your payoff. The lads have had a hard week. You know, they've had a double session a couple of days this week. We have put them through the paces. And that's not a punishment, but that's just a reminder that If we can get results from hard work, it makes it all the more pleasing.
And you've already talked about the Shane McCartan situation. How much character do your players show after he goes off and is with the medical staff to see the game out?
Yeah, you know, we expected a bombardment to be Gary, and you know the lads stood firm. You know, we lost four players in the week through injury, and a lot of them were defenders. So that's a shuffle of pack, and the lads who've come in, you know, Mark was outstanding, Paddy was outstanding. So, yeah, I can't fault anybody today. I thought everyone played a part. You know, Elliot's made an unbelievable save, and the game could be a different game if that goes in. So, you know, I know they won't realise at the moment, Bradford, you know, they'll be smarting from losing, but they're comfortably the best side I've seen this season in any league.